So you went to Cardiff.
Yep.
How was that?
I really liked the city, Cardiff City. Mm-hmm. People were really lovely. And the weather, normally people say that British weather is awful, but for me, it was really good. It's not too hot and not too cold, maybe.
Okay. I would say today is like really cloudy and gray.
Yeah.
What do you call this weather? This is good or this is gray and cloudy?
Normal, like not too bad.
Okay, so I guess that's why that makes sense why you thought Cardiff weather wasn't awful, because that's what I hear. I've never been to Britain, but that's what I hear is that British weather is terrible.
Oh,
have you ever been to Vancouver?
No.
Okay, because British people love Vancouver because it's so similar to British weather.
Really?
Well, when I lived there, there's climate change now, but when I lived there, British people would say, oh, we love it here. It's just so lovely, and it's so similar to British weather. And I thought, okay, so I guess this is what British weather is like. Anyway, so keep going. So you loved it. The weather was nice.
And the food. Many Japanese food, that British weather is just terrible, but it was really nice. And then I always liked to eat.
Japanese food?
No, British food.
Oh, sorry. I thought you said like there was great British Japanese food in Cardiff. Oh, okay.
British food.
Really? Because there were two things that people usually complain about when it comes to Britain. One is the weather. Two is the food.
Yeah, but I thought maybe there was a... When you go to the pub, there's a many, like ketchup, mustard...
Condiments.
Yeah, condiments. And then maybe many people don't from foreign countries don't use that ketchup or condiments. Maybe. So that's why... Because without those condiments, there's no taste. That's what partially.
Could be. Good food though shouldn't need condiments. If you're making a good steak, you don't want to put ketchup on the steak. If your father made you a really good meal. And then you put ketchup all over his food.
That's rude a bit.
Exactly.